I'll now tell you more about the NIH Multinational Data Safety and Monitoring Board review. I'm pleased to tell you that the blinded study reached its objective and the DSMB recommended stopping of the current blinded portion of the study after its review on November the 5th. The DSMB considered the analysis of the preliminary findings of 38 incident cases of HIV infection. These 38 infections are included in the intent to treat analysis and are all infections deemed to have occurred after enrollment and are included in the analysis regardless of whether participants continue to take their assigned study drug. The overall incidence amongst all participants was low at 1%, suggesting that both cabotegravir and Truvada are highly effective for HIV prevention in this population. The 34 incident infections that were detected in participants assigned to Truvada is equivalent to an incidence of 1.79%, and 4 infections detected in participants assigned to cabotegravir is equivalent to an incidence of 0.21%. That is, we observed roughly 9 times the number of incident HIV infections in the Truvada arm compared to the cabotegravir arm, and the hazard ratio of cabotegravir versus Truvada was 0.11. The interpretation of this finding is that cabotegravir is 89% more effective than Truvada in preventing HIV infection in women, and the threshold for early stopping of the trial was met. Based on these findings, the Independent Data Safety and Monitoring Board recommended that the blinded portion of the study be stopped early and the results released to the scientific and broader community. In addition,